At a podium in Fullerton, with the governor, a police chief, and multiple state senators behind her, Teresa Posada shared her story of dealing with homelessness.
I wasn't getting anywhere, and I was like, what's happening, Lord? So I prayed to God one day, crying out to him, God, I can't make it anymore. I'm tired of roaming from place to place for 8 to 10 years, chasing the vouchers and never able to receive one. I'm not complaining because I know you hate complainers, but I'm tired. I'm getting very old without a home for myself. If you won't give me one, please take me. I'm so tired of going from place to place.
Posada, who is 85 years old, recently was able to enter permanent housing. She represents one of over 1,400 unhoused individuals who stand to benefit from new grants announced by the governor. Through the Encampment Resolution Funding Program, cities, counties, and community organizations across the state have been able to apply for funding for housing solutions in their communities. 8 recipients have been announced, all receiving grants of different sizes, including 2 Bay Area grants and a grant in Los Angeles. The LA City and County Continuum of Care will receive $15 million to house 500 women and families living on Skid Row. $11 million will go towards funding resources for 345 individuals living on Polk and Van Ness in downtown San Francisco, and $3.6 million will go towards housing 50 individuals at the Wood Street encampment in Oakland. This funding is in addition to $4.7 million that the state gave Oakland to dismantle and clear the Wood Street encampment in February and move people into so-called community cabins. So far, that has yet to happen, as the original funds were used to move some Wood Street residents into alternative stable shelter. Governor Newsom spoke after Posada, praising the efforts of local governments to innovate collaborative solutions for the unhoused crisis in Orange County.
These leaders are taking responsibility, and they should be recognized, Democrats and Republicans. The chief, this is what it's about. And so Orange County, it doesn't surprise me, and this is why, that you've seen a 23% reduction in your point of time count in this county. It is one of the best performing counties in the state of California, and is because of the leaders here today.
Newsom says that the different approach being taken in Orange County can be a model for other municipalities. In particular, Newsom was critical of the ineffective homeless solutions that don't attempt to meet unhoused communities where they are.
I'm done with outreach that's nothing more than inreach, where you wait 9 to 5, and if someone shows up at 5:01, say, we're sorry, we're closed. We're talking about vans that go out proactively. We talk about multidisciplinary teams. We talk about reconciling the fact that a lot of the issues can easily be resolved if we can just walk through and process solutions like getting a driver's license. I mean, how many of you have a hard time going down the damn DMV? Can you imagine living on the sidewalks? And if you don't have an ID, you can't even begin the process of getting into a program. Starting to address those issues in a very deliberative and impactful way.
Newsom was clear that it is unacceptable that someone in her 80s, like Posada, was left to manage on her own on the streets. He says that ultimately, the fight to house people happens at the local level, so Angelenos, Oaklanders, and San Franciscans should be mindful of where these grants are going. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.